I'm Brett Carter. Thanks for choosing this KAXE-KBXE conversation. We are member-supported radio, a national public radio affiliate in northern Minnesota. We need your support for our radio broadcasts, our online content, and our podcasts. Become a member today at KAXE.org, and thanks for listening.
It don't matter if you're tall, it don't matter if you're small, it don't matter if you're blue or green or any shape at all, 'cause I'll be yours and you'll be mine to last and we'll be friends.
Jennifer, we do have a What's for Breakfast candidate. I don't want to call him a candidate. It's Jan Billen. Let's call her Jan. Jan from Orba. Jan, thanks for calling.
Hey, you're welcome.
So what's with the delay? I mean, what's your consensus why people don't call? Are they afraid or?
I don't know. I always sit and listen to KAXE in the mornings, and there's such interesting people on. It's fun, and I don't know. Maybe they don't think they eat good enough things.
Well, we're glad you called. So let's start right away with the important question. What is for breakfast?
Well, I'm a forager. I don't plan ahead. I go and I see what's available. But today I had some coffee from the Coffee Landing in International Falls. And I had a piece of bread from some kind of mix I got at IKEA. But it's really good. And I put some honey and butter on it. Mm. Honey from the Barbell Bee Ranch.
All right.
So you found a piece of bread?
Well, it's been sitting there this week. I've been having it every day this week. It's great. It was something I found at IKEA. It came in like a milk carton, and you're supposed to shake it up, and you put water in, and you shake it again, and you put it in the pan and let it rise, although it really didn't, and you bake it. And it's really dark, and it's got lots of sunflower seeds in it, and it's pretty nifty. You have to have a sharp knife to cut it, but that's okay. and then when it's heated up in the microwave, it's wonderful.
Oh, so there's some people that say the crust will get kind of hard if you put it in the microwave, but you just hit it for 20 seconds, I suppose.
Yeah. Oh, this whole loaf is really hard. I mean, it's like some kind of European thing.
So
substantial bread.
So when you store your bread, do you just leave it out or do you put it in the refrigerator?
Oh, no, you're never supposed to put it in the fridge.
That's what I heard, and why not? What happens?
Gosh, I don't know. I don't know if it dries out or what, but there's really no need to.
No.
I don't buy bread off the grocery store shelves. And I eat it before it gets old or gets fuzzy. And if I think it's getting on the edge, I make croutons.
So you don't buy it off a grocery store shelf, but you buy it at a furniture store?
There! this is the first time I've tried this. Usually I use my bread machine, and it's from scratch.
Mm. All right. So did you get any snow in Warba?
Yeah. Like, yeah, I got about, maybe an inch or so, something like that, or less.
Mm-hmm. It's really wet. It's just, that wet kind of snow, so it's kind of hard to tell.
Yeah, but I'm a happy camper because I got my dock in yesterday. My storm windows are on. The screens are off. Most of the plants are put away. It's good.
Yesterday was a perfect day to work because it was just perfect weather conditions.
Oh, yeah, and I got everything done in the last 2 days, so my timing was really good this year.
Yeah.
So what's your dock like? Is it simply one of those ones that you just wheel in and wheel out, or you got to get in the water with waders and get the legs up and stuff?
Well, don't say just wheel in and out. I used to have one that was made of steel, and it was just you'd have to have a party to pull it in. And now I have this nice aluminum one, which you still, you take the plastic, the hard plastic pieces off and lean them against the garden shed, and then you unscrew some bolts and pull up the supports on either side, and you have to put a tow strap around the axles at the back, and you haul it out with a pickup.
Wow.
But it wasn't too bad. And now it's out, so yeah. And it's a short dock. It's only 12 feet long.
Oh, that's not bad. That's
15.
Not bad.
Yeah.
So what are you doing this weekend?
Oh, well, tonight I'm going to a soccer game at UMD.
Whoa.
Oh.
And they're
good.
And they're good, right, Jennifer? Did we?
Well, Bemidji
the
State.
Oh, Bemidji State
is the
I'm
one
sorry.
That DJ Dang told us about. But
yeah,
UMD
I have no idea
too.
If UMD is good or not. I'm going because my daughter teaches over there, and the girls on the soccer team could invite a professor that they really appreciated. And so, yeah, last night when I talked to her, I realized when she said, "Do you want to go to the soccer game?" that it was, "Oh, she's going to be recognized." Not a big deal. So I decided, yeah, I'm going to drive over and see this.
What does she teach?
Math.
Oh, math. She get that from you? She get that from you?
Oh, not necessarily. I mean, I'm a science math person, but I like a lot of stuff. No, she's,
Well,
just kind of fell into it like a lot of our careers.
Yeah.
Well, bundle up when you are at that soccer game.
Yes, I think the winter clothing has to come out.
Yep.
So, Jan, why are you a member of Northern Community Radio?
Oh, gosh. Like I said, I spend every morning until 9 o'clock probably listening to KAXE. I like the immediacy, the hometown news, and we're talking the whole region, hometown news kind of. Marshall Helmberger is great. A couple weeks ago, I drove through Tower, and I stopped for a bowl of soup, and I went across the street to the Timber Jay to buy a paper, and I told the lady, oh, yeah, I listen to Marshall on Fridays, and so she yells, Marshall, one of your KAXE fans is here.
good for you.
I got to say hi.
Good
for you. So, Jan, for being on What's for Breakfast, Homestead Mills is our sponsor. What do you want, country blend cereal or wild rice pancakes delivered right to Warba in a cream-colored linen sack?
Well, I have to correct you. It's cotton. But, yes, I love the cereal. I put it into my bread.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Good.
So I'll take a bag of cereal, and I wish we could buy it more easily in Grand Rapids now.
Cereal's in the mail. Thanks, Jan, for being a member.
Thank you,
yep,
John.
Thank you,
Jennifer. Keep up the good work.
Thanks.